Welcome to today's Higher Every Day, a Friday, the 29th of August, 2025. Today's topic is evidence of his resurrection. Our text today is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 1 through 11. Verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. Verse 6. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Verse 11. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believed. Our memory verse is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 3 to 4. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. The Bible declares that Christ died for our sins and rose again for our justification. It is on the basis of this that many had their past dirty life of shame turned around. Paul, the apostle, who wrote this epistle by the inspiration of God, was one of such fellows. He said, "I was injurious and blasphemous," until he met Christ when he was on his way to persecute Christians in Damascus. His story of total transformation from a dark life of sin to a glorious life of righteousness is a practical proof of Christ's resurrection. When a person gives his or her life to Christ, it means he or she dies with Christ and resurrects in newness of life. However, other evidences of Christ's resurrection abound in the Scriptures. He was seen of Mary, Peter, and John, the two brethren on the way to Emmaus, and by the 11 disciples. Christ's resurrection power is able to quicken our spirits to live above sin. Have you given your life to Jesus to experience this resurrection power? Quote for the day: experience this resurrection power. The challenge for today is: without Christ's resurrection, our faith is vain. Prayer: help me, Lord, to believe in Christ's resurrection. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.